Blog Talk Radio.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Brown Sugar Radio is the food for your soul. Enriching lives with many possibilities, we embrace and uplift our community with love, laughter, and inspiration. Today, I encourage you to keep learning, keep smiling, but most of all, keep striving to make your dreams come true. It's time to believe in yourself and walk into your new journey. Buckle your seatbelts for another exciting segment on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's time to get up, Brown Sugar Radio Lord listeners. We've got work to do.
Well, work to do indeed. Yes, we do have it. And so I want to say thank you all so much for joining me today on the hottest show on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for coming back. We have a wonderful segment. It's going to be about the month of March, which is a fabulous month. The month of March is the month of women. Can you believe it? Yes, we actually have a month. They're acknowledging some of the wonderful things that we do as women. And so we're going to talk about just taking care of ourselves, making sure that we do what we have to do in order to just have a prosperous, a healthy life, a life that is full of blessings and miracles. We can do it. Yes, we can. You know, I wonder what Obama's, what is it, the quote or the motto is going to be, huh, for this year? He always has wonderful things that he does. And so I'm curious to find out how that's going to work. But in the meantime, we're going to take a quick, super quick break. I love the song Believer by Mary. Mary, your girl Sugar will be right back. We are a believer because women are powerful. We got to give God all the glory on today. Keep it locked and loaded. We'll be right back.
I'm not afraid to
1970s, women were rarely recognized as a subject in the world. You know, we were just pretty much here. You know, they really did not give us the credit that was due. But historian Mary Beth Norton recalls that only one of two scholars would have identified themselves as women historians, and no formal doctoral training in the subject was available anywhere in the country. Since then, however, the field has undergone a metamorphosis. Today, almost every college offers women history courses, and major credit is offered. Stand up, women, for doctor degrees are doing some awesome, awesome things in the field. We want to give it up today for women holding it down, making some major changes in the world. Two significant factors that contributed to the emergence of women's history are the fact that we have so many powerful women that are holding it down and that are go-getters and that are not afraid to let their voices be heard. Carol Smith Rosenberg, one of the early women's historians, has remarked that without question, our first inspiration was political, aroused by feminists who charged of economic and political discrimination. We turn to our history to trace the origins of women's second-class status. Even today, though, I would honestly say the woman does not earn as much as most men do in the same career field, but we have more choices and opportunities that are available to us. I'm very, very, very proud and honored. You know, I love Brown Sugar Radio. I love having the freedom to air when I want to, how I want to, and just be a true boss, B-O-S-S. Women's History Month is so important to me, being a woman, coming from a woman, and nurturing future women, my two beautiful daughters. I have so much love and so much inspiration in my heart that I found it necessary to hold this show today, making Brown Sugar Radio more focused on important issues of the world. And so to have a Women's History Month. Now we did Black History already, okay? But now we're getting to a public celebration of Women's History, which began in the country of in this country, okay? United States of America began the Women's History Week in 1978 in Sonoma, California. Sonoma County, California, it began March 8th, and then International Women's Day was selected. Now, in 1981, Senator Orrin Hatch and Republican Barbara Murkowski co-sponsored a joint congressional resolution proclaiming a National Women's History Week. Then in 1987, Congress expanded the celebration to a month, and March was declared Women's History Month. We need to hear more about it. Yes, indeed. We need to go ahead and put it out there. Wonderful women making some awesome, awesome things happening. Who would have known? One thing I want to point out, now if we look back into 1950, in the year where women kind of got into the workforce and were doing, becoming more independent, doing some things, women, to every man, there's a table that I'm looking at, and this income table, this is about women that had worked full-time year-round in the United States compared to men. And in 1951, women made 64 cents to every dollar earned by men. Now, the wage gap has narrowed over time, with today's women earning 77 cents per every dollar that a man earns. But we're still lagging. Ladies, come on now. We just got to come on and get it together. The results for 2011 have not yet been released, but we are going to make sure that we keep it a close eye on it, because I know how important that it is for us to earn an income and to take care of our families. Now, this is not to take away from a man, because at the end of the day, don't get it twisted. Having a good man, having a man that will work hard and provide for his family, be the leader that he needs to be in his household, that is very important. I think what's happening, though, women are realizing that, hey, I can help contribute to my household and I can be an asset to my marriage and to my family. So this is how we're going to get the job done. But for those that don't have a husband or significant other and you're holding it down all by yourself, I got to give it up for you, too, because you a bad mamma jamma. Yes, ma'am. Holding it down, doing it major, big ups to you, because you are doing wonderful things. Not only that, but the woman that takes it the extra step and goes to college, graduates, and is educated now and sophisticated, grown and sexy, doing your thing, girl, handle it. Handle it. So Women's Month, wow. Awesome, huh? You know, this is also a very, very, very special month. This is my birthday month, so I'm very, very excited. I have a birthday that is tomorrow, and I'm just very excited about it. Have some great things. I'm spending time with family, loved ones. Just a beautiful time to be grateful. And so here I am, excited about what God is doing in my life, seeing it on this earth for a beautiful 30-something years is amazing to me. It's wonderful to see another birthday. I'm so honored. And I just want to give God the glory and just let him know that you have truly made some wonderful things happen in my life. And I continue to trust you, God, for everything that you're doing. So what else is going on for Women's Month? What other exciting things do we have happening in the world today, huh? What do we got? Well, I do believe that a wonderful thing for International Women's Month, that's something we need to look forward to. It is reported that St. John, International Women's Day, is March 8th, and which is today, the first 101 years of celebrations. And this is just phenomenal, because not only Women's Day, but Women's International Day. You know, but here in the U.S., it is something that's awesome. But the International Women's Day became so iconic that it's something that a lot of women are really, really hopeful for, especially for aspiring young ladies that want to follow in the footsteps of their mothers that have made some great executive decisions. You know, multiple service center for pregnant or expecting women, you know, in the city. They are pulling together also and just really delivering a speech about the work that can be done for women. And, you know, I know that women, especially young ladies, you know, you groom them, you prepare them for success in life. They're like diamonds in the rough. And we have to do what we have to do in order to stay positive and just make themselves know that they have a future and they have an opportunity to raise some very, very smart and intelligent children. And that's something that I know as a mother, it's very important, you know, that your offspring is just as successful, if not even more so, than yourself. But the power of women, you know, it's just awesome to have such a strong statement, the power of women. I like that. I think that it's something, a sisterhood, it's a strength, it's a survival, it's a thrive behind a drive, if you will. You know, just something that's letting you know that we are here to help women become better, to help women do what they got to do. Make it through these difficult times, huh? Make it through such a strong, make it, I guess I want to say have a strong statement to make it through such a struggling time as now with the economy, you know? The best thing to do, smile, keep it going, and just know that you have a purpose, a divine purpose that is going to be amazing. We're going to take a quick break here. I want to relax a bit. You know, we're celebrating. So what do? You play music when you celebrate and you got some great things happening in your life. I want for you to celebrate right now. Whether it's a glass of wine that you're about to pick up, light the candle, get you a bubble bath, girlfriend, do you. Because this moment right here is only for the sophisticated, smart, and savvy woman. Congratulations. We're giving it up right here on Brown Sugar Radio, Women's Month. Be right back. Brown Sugar Radio, celebrating Women's Month. Yes, indeed. I hope you're having a fabulous March 8th. We are going over some wonderful facts about women and the history of what we've been through. I have some famous first American women that I'd like to recognize at this time. We're going to go all the way back to 1587. We have Virginia Dare is the first person born in America to English parents. Then we have in 1650, Anne Bradstreet's Book of Poems, the 10th muse lately sprung up in America, is published in England, making her the first published American woman writer. Then in 1707, we have Henrietta Johnston begins to work as a portrait artist in Charlestown, which is now known as Charleston, South Carolina, making her the first known professional woman artist in America. Awesome, huh? More good news. In 1790, we have Mother Bernardina Matthews established a Carmelite convent near Port Tobacco, Maryland, the first community of Roman Catholics run in the 13 colonies. 1792, Suzanne Vallenad appears in The Birdcatcher in New York, the first ballet presented in the U.S. She was also probably the first woman to work as a choreographer and set designers in the United States. In 1809, Mary Kies, becomes the first woman to receive a patent for a method of weaving straw with silk. Elizabeth Ann Seddon established the first American community of Sisters of Charity in Maryland. Then in 1975, she became the first native-born American to be made a saint by the Roman Catholic Church. In 1849, Elizabeth Blackwell receives an M.D. degree for the Medical Institution of Geneva, New York, becoming the first woman in the United States with a medical degree. Gone, girl, with your bad self. 1853, Antoinette Blackwell becomes the first American woman to be ordained as a minister in a recognized denomination. In 1864, Rebecca Lee Crumbler becomes the first black woman to receive an MD degree. She graduated from the New England Family Medical College. In 1866, Lucy Hobbs became the first woman to graduate from dental school at the Ohio College of Dentistry. In 1879, Belva Ann Lockwood becomes the first woman admitted to practice before the U.S. Supreme Court. These are some smart women. That's what I'm talking about. In 1887, Suzanne Medore Salter becomes the first woman elected a mayor in American town in Ogonia, Kansas. And in 1896, Alice Guy Blanchard, the first American woman film director, shoots the first of more than 300 films, a short feature called La Fax Atrox, The Cabbage Fairy. Interesting. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let's get into some recent facts here now. In 1970, Diane Crump becomes the first female jockey to ride in the Kentucky Derby. 1972, Sally Jean Persan is ordained as the first woman rabbi in the United States. 1975, Elizabeth Ann Seton is canonized, making her the first American-born saint. 1976, Sarah Caldwell becomes the first woman to conduct at New York's Metropolitan Opera House. 1983, Sally K. Ride becomes the first American woman to be sent into space. 1984, Geraldine Ferraro is the first woman to run for vice president on a major party ticket. 1985, Wilma Mankiller, ooh, with a name like that, girl, shut up, becomes the first woman chief of Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma. 1990, Dr. Antonio Navalio is sworn in as a U.S. Surgeon General, becoming the first and Hispanic woman to hold that job down. 1992, Carol Moseley Braun of Illinois becomes the first African-American woman elected to the U.S. Senate. Mae Jemison becomes the first black female astronaut. Y'all better go ahead now. 1993, Sheila Wendell becomes the first secretary of branch in the U.S. military when she is appointed to the head of the Air Force. Janet Reno becomes the first woman U.S. Attorney General, and Toni Morrison becomes the first African-American woman to win the Nobel Prize for Literature. In 1997, Madeleine Albright is sworn in as U.S. Secretary of State. She is the first woman in the position, as well as the highest-ranking woman in the United States government. This is phenomenal. Wow. Phenomenal, these women are bad to the bone, I'm telling you. 2000, Hillary Clinton is elected to the U.S. Senate, becoming the first lady ever elected to national office. 2005, Condoleezza Rice becomes the first African-American female Secretary of State. 2006, Etta Manley, co-owner of the Negro Leagues team, Newark Eagles, becomes the first woman elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Nancy Pelosi becomes the first woman speaker of the House of Representatives. Harvard University names Drew Gilpenfost the first president in the school's 371-year history. Also in 2007, Dr. Peggy Whitson, an American astronaut, becomes the first woman to command the International Space Station. In 2008, Hillary Clinton wins the New Hampshire Democratic presidential primary, becoming the first woman in U.S. history to win a presidential primary contest. 2008, Sarah Palin, governor of Alaska, becomes the first woman to run for vice president on the Republican ticket. In 2009, on February 9th, the first African-American female flight crew took their historic flight, having come together accidentally when the scheduled first officer called in sick. Captain Rochelle Jones, first officer Stephanie Grant, and flight attendants Diana Galway and Robin Rogers flew together on the Atlantic Southeast Airlines flight from Atlantic to Nashville. And in 2010, in February, Catherine Bigelow becomes the first woman to ever win an Academy Award as Best Director. She claimed the Oscar for her 2009 Iraq War movie, The Hurt Locker. Women that are grown, sexy, holding it down, doing what they got to do, making some huge statements in the world, celebrating Women's Month here on Brown Sugar Radio. We're giving it up for these fantastic women. We're going to now have our theme song. Y'all know what it is. Come on, don't even act like you're brand new. It is none other than Queen Bee herself. Who runs the world? Better ask somebody.
Let's go.
woman comes from the fact that psychology cannot explain us. Men can be analyzed. Women merely adored. That's a quote from Oscar Wilde. I want to say thank you so much for joining us on the hottest show here on Brown Sugar Radio. Please come back again. Lock us into your favorites and definitely make sure you spread the word. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, and, you know, we'll be back in action again next week. We'll have Shirley Bang speaking about beauty. So this whole month we're going to hold it down for the women. We've got some beauty tips coming, hair tips, you name it, we got it, right? The joy of being a woman. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a fantastic day. God bless.